Hello and welcome. It is 8:45 in the AM. You're listening to The Morning After with just Josh for this segment right here. And on the other end of the line, I have Rodney Fisher. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Those last songs that just played were What's Wrong With You and Ghost World, both from Beach Blue, one of your most more recent ventures. Speaking of, I guess, more recent ventures like Beach Blue, Mixed Veggies, and your solo shows, I'm sure with all of this, you're going to be very busy in this upcoming year. What kind of plans do you have for 2021 in terms of releasing music and all that kind of stuff?
Well, Mixed Veggies kind of turned into a band, which is pretty exciting, and we've been playing shows in Auckland. And even doing some improv stuff as well, and it's kind of becoming a whole new beast, which is pretty exciting. Because that's something I've been missing more than anything is playing live, and that's one thing all the studio projects have not really satisfied me in that kind of way.
Yeah,
and so this is why I've decided to play some solo shows, which is. Pretty much stemmed from this one that's happening tomorrow.
Yes, it is tomorrow. It is tomorrow.
Yeah, and yeah, it's a chance to kind of play a few songs from my different projects that I've been working on. That a lot of people who know about Good Shit might not know about some of those tunes as well. I also lived in the UK for 6 years, and I did a whole lot of sort of. More kind of folky kind of writing,
yeah,
which is a good chance to play some of that mellow stuff as well, and which is going to be awesome. And then, yeah, so this year is going to be pretty much, looking at ways to kind of do the stuff live and get my name out there, which is exciting, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like you mentioned, you have your show tomorrow, Spaced Out Sessions, at Greater Goods, which is really exciting. I guess you've covered a little bit there, but do you want to speak any more on what people can expect from a Rodney Fisher live set?
Well, you're going to get quite a bit of Good Shit material,
mm-hmm.
And this is the first time I've ventured out playing those songs solo.
Yeah.
So I've kind of tried to be a bit creative, and I've got some drum machines and some bits and pieces to kind of reimagine those songs that people know really well, which is cool. And I've also got some special guests coming along as well.
Fantastic.
Which is going to be sweet, yeah.
Are they so under wraps? Kind of,
what's that?
Are they under wraps? No. You can't tell us who they are?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, really. I should have probably checked with them first.
But yeah, it's all right.
Well-known local Christchurch people, which is pretty cool. It's been really fun. I'm working out those tracks over the internet and figuring out how they're going to go. Which is cool.
Definitely, very exciting. You mentioned Good Shit there, which is obviously an extremely iconic New Zealand band. What's it like, I guess, knowing that you'll kind of always have this impact in the New Zealand music scene? And what's it like, I guess, being part of a group that's been around for so long and is known by so many people?
It's quite a I don't know, it can be challenging sometimes to kind of get known as something else which is separate from that, but at the same time it's really lovely to be able to have that background, and it's cool. I think that I don't know, you just got to be grateful for it, really. It was a real, I can't believe, that we had a number one single and some top 10 songs and stuff, and it was like a lifetime ago, but it's really cool that those songs have carved that path, and that's part of the reason of wanting to go out there and play songs as Rodney Fisher, is that it's kind of owning that history as well as what I'm doing now. So I think I feel really grateful having that background.
Yeah, fantastic. Obviously, COVID and all of that stuff did happen last year. We're trying to, put that in the past for the most part. But how did, I guess, the events of last year affect you as an artist and as a musician?
I think that the same as a lot of people, I found it quite liberating in the fact that kind of communicating over the internet became the norm. And so it felt really easy to kind of start up new collaborations and to just keep working on things. And I got a few mixed veg. So I did an EP during lockdown, which is 2 Minute Noodles.
Fantastic.
Which is like, all 2 Minute songs, which is kind of a mix of genres really as well. But it was cool to kind of be able to put together whole kind of concept EP, as well as a few lockdown songs. One's called Out of Control, which is about my kids going nuts in lockdown. But it was fun. So yeah, it was fun.
Very cool, very fun. I guess, do you have any advice for up-and-coming budding musicians, artists and creatives coming up in New Zealand? You're someone who, you know, has a longevity in the scene and has had lots of success. So I guess, what's your advice for other people that might be starting up now?
I still think that originality is always going to win in the end, and strive to kind of just do the best stuff that you can do. And I don't know, we're just, there's so much that you can do on your own at home and develop that and network and just kind of get amongst it as much as you can. It's easier than you think, but it's also really hard.
Yeah, it's a fun mix of both. Thank you so much for coming on. You guys can catch Rodney Fisher tomorrow at Spaced Out Sessions at Greater Goods. Any final words, things you want to plug, promote, shout out, any of that stuff?
I don't know. I'm actually really looking forward to checking out Greater Goods. I've known Flip for many years, and it's just a pretty exciting project that she's got going there. And the food sounds amazing.
It is. Can confirm.
Yeah, these sessions are really awesome. Like Carrie, who asked me to come and play, is a legendary character. So I'm based off those two things, I'm very excited about being at Greater Goods.
Fantastic. And you guys can head down there too and join in the excitement. Thank you so much for coming on, Rodney. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Sweet. See you, man.
Cheers. Bye.